The first expectation is your own. You know, mine as a manager, the coaching staff, the players, that's the first expectation, because that's the one that you is right there and right in front of you and right in your control. You've got the challenge of the opposition, of course, we all know that. You know, that's our main focus, is what do we think about ourselves? Because everyone else can come along for the ride. We're more than happy with that. But it's dealing with our own expectation, setting it where we think is appropriate. And we've made it clear that's on a weekly basis or a bi-weekly basis. Whenever that game comes around, we're ready to challenge ourselves to go hard again and win that game. And then we move on to the next one, no matter what the competition. That's been part of our thinking and our ethos. So, you know, we're not going to change that. The outside expectation is considerably different. That's up for other people to decide. I don't overthink that. I know what we're about, and I know what we're trying to challenge ourselves to do as individuals and as a team and as a group.
It's this fixture against Sheffield Wednesday. It's got danger written all over it, hasn't it?
Has it?
Well, I think so. After their result last week?
Well, I think they all
it's
have.
It's not going to be easy, is it?
Well, I think every game, I mention it all the time, and it's not just to be boring or to throw it under the carpet, but you've seen the Championship. We all know the challenges of it. It's quite simple as that. We prepare well for all of them, and I think we've shown that. We prepared really thoroughly against Yeovil because we know that down there it's a different kind of feeling. The game's different. The pitch is different. Delivered a very good performance overall, I felt. Takes us properly and appropriately into the next game, which is at home. We've been very strong at home. We look to continue that. We'll certainly be prepared properly. Injury situations are clearing, so that's looking good. More of a full squad to pick from. Even Ross has had a good couple of weeks. We think he still needs a 90. He's played a couple of pockets of football in the development squad, but we still think he needs a 90. But we're virtually back to full fitness at the moment, which is great.
What did you make of that result last week? 6-0 against Leeds United. A lot of
shaking
their head in disbelief.
Well, when someone gets beat that heavily, there often is a reason. Of course, they had the man sent off within a minute of half time. I'm not sure, if I'm honest, it was a sending off, but sometimes it goes against you. And after that, we all know that when it's 10 men, it can be either a really tight one, or often the opposition get a chance to run away with it, which they did on the day.
Conor Wickham has made a big difference since going there. Was he a player that you were looking at one point?
Apparently, everyone told us we were, but I could name 50 of them. No, he's a fine young player. He England and 21 international. Worked with Tony Loughlin here. He knew he was a good player, and gone off for a massive fee. And sometimes that can bring its challenges, and they have a cooling off period. And maybe he's just gone through that, and he's delivering well at Sheffield Wednesday. New manager as well, always weirdly brings that change of thinking. So we have to guard against all of that. But we've made it clear many times this season, by the way we've performed, that we're willing to take on the challenge, what's put in front of us. So we'll certainly be ready again.
Stuart Grayson, caretaker charge at Sheffield Wednesday. He was in caretaker charge here at Burnley. He seems to have done really well. Whenever he's been given that kind of an opportunity, he's had some good results.
You know, he's a good coach. He's experienced. He's been around long enough. It's for the club to decide that, but he certainly had some good results. And like we said, how do you define that? Sometimes it's new manager, you can't put a finger on it, really. Sometimes it is just that. It's just a change of voice, a change of feel, maybe a change of training regimes. And over time, you see how long that lasts and how whether it levels out or it grows, etc., etc. So he'll be looking to, well, as today, as we speak, I don't think it's been confirmed that he is the manager. Now he'll be looking for that to happen, I'm sure.